Community service agencies say requests for home heating assistance were increasing even before National Grid announced energy prices could jump nearly 60% by November 1st. Requests for help with the cost of delivered fuels like home heating oil are also unusually high, with prices expected to jump 30% in the next few months. Mary Niddle is Director of Energy Resources at Worcester Community Action Council, which serves western and central Massachusetts. She says on top of the thousands of applications already processed, the number of first-time applicants asking for help with delivered fuel costs compared to last year is up more than 200%.
It's palpable, really, how anxious people in the community are about it. And probably a lot of folks who maybe never thought they'd need the help are going to apply for the first time.
But Niddle wants people to know the income eligibility to participate in the fuel assistance program is quite high. A family of four can earn up to $81,000 and still receive a benefit. She encourages people to call their local service agency or to apply at heatinghelpma.org. The federal government has allocated an additional $37 million to Massachusetts for energy assistance, but those who field calls from working parents and retired seniors looking for help predict they'll need more. Joe Diamond heads MassCAP, a coalition of more than 20 community action agencies. He says MassCAP has requested the state tag on an additional $50 million to the low-income home energy assistance program to help people stay warm through the winter.
We don't ask them every year, but in the years where there's a crisis, we do, and the legislature and the governor have been so responsive.
Diamond says his agency is streamlining the application process for heating help through heatinghelpma.org, working to ensure that anyone who qualifies for public benefits automatically becomes eligible for heating assistance. For Public News Service, I'm Catherine Carley. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.